Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Merciful God, who sent your messengers, the prophets, to preach repentance and prepare the way for our salvation, give us grace to heed their warnings and forsake our sins, that we may greet with joy the coming of Jesus, our Redeemer, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Baruch. Take off the garment of your sorrow and affliction, O Jerusalem, and put on forever the beauty of the glory from God. Put on the robe of the righteousness that comes from God. Put on your head the diadem of the glory of the everlasting. For God will show your splendor everywhere under heaven. For God will give you evermore the name Righteous peace, godly glory. Arise, O Jerusalem, stand upon the height. Look toward the east and see your children gathered from the west and east at the word of the Holy One, rejoicing that God has remembered them. For they went out from you on foot, led away by their enemies, but God will bring them back to you, carried in glory as on a royal throne. For God has ordered that every high mountain and the everlasting hills be made low and the valleys filled up to make the level ground, so that Israel may walk safely in the glory of God. The woods and every fragrant tree have shaded Israel at God's command. For God will lead Israel with joy in the light of his glory, with the mercy and righteousness that come from him. The word of the Lord.
From the hand of all that A reading from the letter of Paul to the Philippians. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with the joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began with a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to think of this way about all of you, because you hold me in your heart, for all of you share in God's grace with me, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the compassion of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight to help you to determine what is best, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest in righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ in the glory and praise of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In the 15th year of the reign of the Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler over Galilee, and his brother Philip ruler of the region of Iturea, and Trachonitis, and Licinius, ruler of Abilene. During the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. If you are anything like me, Advent comes as a kind of shock. One is seems like it wasn't very long ago that we celebrated Christmas and Advent. That was a year ago. But there's also a sticker shock that makes it difficult at this time of year. And this happens every year. Advent shock is particularly dislocating after getting into the holiday mood with Thanksgiving. All the glitter and glisten at the stores, the advertisements on TV and the lights on the city streets, the glitter, the fancy things, the large Black Friday crowds, and Cyber Monday tell me that we are getting ready for Christmas. I get excited. I get excited because I like Christmas. I like to watch kids open presents. I like to see the family together. I like to go to church with the other folks to celebrate the birth of the Christ child. But into this excitement every year steps John the Baptist. John the Baptist seems to take the edge off my excitement. I think John the Baptist is the source of my Advent shock. He throws a wet towel on getting ready for Christmas. It is the call to repentance which dampens my holiday spirit. I've heard it all before, and I've repented before many times. Why can't we just get on with life? Why can't we just get on with Christmas? With seeing God made human, with seeing the birth of Jesus in the manger, with seeing our salvation. Here it is less than 3 weeks before Christmas, and we are talking about repentance. Then I think, well, maybe that's just the point. We can't get on with life until we have repented, until we have turned around. We can't see the birth of Jesus in the manger. We can't see God made human. We can't see our salvation because we are headed in the wrong direction. We can't possibly know what life in Christ is like until we have listened closely to what John is saying. Turn away from your sins, and God will forgive your sins. And John continues with the familiar Advent story. Someone is shouting in the desert, "Get the road ready for the Lord. Make straight a path for him to travel. Every valley must be lifted up, every hill and mountain leveled off. The winding roads must be made straight and the rough paths made smooth. And then all of us will see the salvation of God." Well, maybe he's got a point. I do build mountains and valleys between my neighbors and me, and I sure do travel along rough and winding roads in my search for God. And without God's help, those roads will most likely lead me to an empty stable. Maybe John the Baptist is right. And then I think, it sure doesn't help matters that John seems like such a hick. And by all accounts, he's ugly as sin. Go ahead and laugh. And he wears clothes made of camel's hair. And to beat all, he eats bugs and wild honey. He must have been crazy. If he were around today preaching on the banks of the Tennessee River, he would most likely be committed to Moccasin Bend. Are we to listen to this kind of person? You and me? Are we to listen to this rough-cut, itinerant country preacher who lives in the wilderness? What does he know about living in Chattanooga in 2015? Can't we just skip John the Baptist and get right on with Christmas and the birth of Jesus? The answer, of course, is a resounding no. No. We can't get right on with Christmas. We can't see the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. We can't understand the meaning of Jesus' birth until we take the words of John the Baptist seriously. Turn away from your sins, and God will forgive your sins. God will forgive your sins. God, the life giver, the living God in his great mercy, revealed himself in Jesus Christ, the one who was born in the manger. God did this remarkable deed so that we would come to know what life is all about, so that we would not miss out on life because of our sin, because of our mountains and valleys, because of our rough and winding roads, or because we are headed in the wrong direction. We can't get on with life as long as our sins stand between us and the stable in Bethlehem. So now is the time during this Advent season to put away Advent shock and listen to John the Baptist. Now is the time to turn around, to turn away from our sins. Now is the time to let God take away the burdens of mountains and the confusion of rough and winding roads. Now is the time to accept God's forgiveness. Now is the time to let God make the path straight, so that we may go directly to the stable in Bethlehem, worship the Almighty, and see the salvation of God in the infant Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please stand. Let us profess our faith by saying the Nicene Creed found on page 358 in the Book of Common Prayer. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people are found on your bulletin insert. Wherever we are in the wilderness, the countryside, or the city, God, you are there, that our hearts may be stirred up in thanksgiving for the life you have given us. Let us pray, saying, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the gifts of creation, for the sun that lights our day, and the moon and stars that shelter the night, may our eyes be open to the beauty around us, the subtle changes in the sky, the delicate coating of soil from which breaks forth our food and flowers, and in which animals make their home. Help us to protect and nurture your creation around us and ever proclaim its wonders. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the church in every place, may we ever be mindful of the richness of the family of the church, the persons next to us in the pew, those in neighborhood churches, the national, international, and ecumenical church of every race, nation, and economic circumstance. Let us give thanks for the web of friendship and trust that you give to those who are called to be friends of Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For those in authority, let us pray for Christians who witness in places hostile to the gospel. And let us be thankful for our freedom to practice our faith. Let us pray for the leaders of nations, that Christ may transform strangers into friends, that all may see your salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For this community of St. Thaddeus, in our joys and sorrows, let us remember those who have gone before us, those who have sacrificed for us. Help us to look for what is below the obvious, and from this depth to reach out to others. Help us to know the joy that is mingled even with our utmost grief. Let us give thanks for this gathering of God's people and for the renewal of life we are given. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For those at greatest risk among us, let us pray for the lonely, rejected, or oppressed, for the sick and those who struggle to regain their strength. We pray especially for those on our prayer list. We pray for Margaret, Jean, Steve, Kenny, Nicole, J.R., Jerome, Mark, Blair, Michelle, Harry, Joan, Kevin, Paul, Marie, Colton, Chuck, Jimmy, Naomi, Martha, Renee, Russell, Jaden, Brent, Ryan, Teddy, Richard, Wendell, Coran, Jeff, Regina, Ruth, James, Audrey, Irene, Debbie, Larry, Joyce, Peter, Michael, Pat, Joe, Debbie, George, Howard, Marcy, LaDonna, Jackie, Laura, Pat, Jennifer and Victoria, Linda, Bobby, Jack, Ellis, Baylor, Dwayne, Greg, Johnny, and Shay. Are there any other intercessions? We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating a birthday this week, especially George Haygood, Amy Cox Thomas, Bob Guthrie, Indy Sargent, and Caitlin Whalen. And we give thanks for those celebrating an anniversary this week, especially Debbie and Don Simon. Lord, gather up our prayers with those of all your people in every place, and as you prepare the way, making every valley filled and every mountain brought low in blessing and adoration, guide us to Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. May the peace of the Lord be always with you. Greet one another in the name of Christ. God's peace. God's peace be with you. God's peace. Okay. I have an artist friend who says every work of art needs a touch of red. Are there any announcements? I'll let Jeannie take care of that. How's that?
Remind everyone that this is the first Sunday of the month, and so there will be blood pressure checks done by Shane here as soon as the service is over.
Any other hands? Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Because you sent your beloved Son to redeem us from sin and death, and to make us heirs in him of everlasting life, that when he shall come again in power and great triumph to judge the world, we may, without shame or fear, rejoice to behold his appearing. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, and in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil, and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with Saint Thaddeus and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power of the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God, by whose providence our Savior Christ came among us in great humility, sanctify you with the light of his blessing and set you free from all sin. Amen. May he whose second coming in power and great glory we await make you steadfast in faith, joyful in hope, and constant in love. Amen. May you who rejoice in the first advent of our Redeemer at his second advent be rewarded with unending life. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Amen. Let us go forth during the season of the Advent of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.